Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we had mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has specifically described for his ummah how evil actions cause specific calamities and afflictions to afflict us in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned these afflictions and calamities and misfortunes 1400 years ago, together with a particular evil deed that causes each of these. The warning was given long ago, and today we are experiencing the truth of these sayings. If only we could understand the true significance of the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose heart was full of love and compassion and who was sent as a mercy not only for the Muslims but for all mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "O group of Muhajireen, there are 5 terrible sins. If you do any of these, and I take refuge in Allah from the evil of these sins, in case you do fall into them, you will face horrible disasters. Firstly, when people openly become shameless and do zina, they will be punished with such diseases which were never heard of before. Secondly, when people begin to give less in their business dealings, they will experience starvation, hardships, and oppression by rulers. Thirdly, if people stop paying zakat, rain will be held back from them, and if it was not for the animals, not a single drop of rain would fall upon them. Because animals are innocent creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a little water would be showered for them. Fourthly, those people that did not fulfill their promises will be ruled by other nations who will rob them of all their wealth and belongings. Fifthly, those people that follow laws opposite to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be broken down by fighting amongst themselves." If we think about these carefully, we will see that we are suffering from most of the sins described in the hadith, and actually most of the punishments mentioned have actually been meted out to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, "When the people of my ummah do 15 things, and one of the 15 is when zakat is cheated as a penalty, that is, people pay zakat unhappily as though it is a penalty, then look for violent windstorms, for earthquakes, for men being swallowed up by the earth, for people being changed into apes and monkeys, stones being rained from the skies, and punishments following one another very quickly, like the beads of a tasbih falling one after the other when the string is cut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.